you know, I was going to college during the recession, right?
Right.
And I just remember, like, even then, I mean, we're broke college kids. Right. I was actually playing online poker in college to make money. Dude, I've always been a hustler.
Dang.
So I remember, you know, we'd have to get our own housing. The school didn't pay for it. Right. And, you know, I think we spent like $2,000 a month for a like 2.5 bedroom, I'd call it. Cause like one bedroom was like a freaking closet den right. thing. But yeah, it was like $2,000 a month and five of us were living there because it's just like, it, even then in 2009, it was just like, dude, this is crazy expensive for college kids. And right. like, I don't even want to know what that house probably rent. It probably rents for $4,000 or $5,000 a day or a month.
For sure it does.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's wild, man. That's supply. That's the supply issue.
Yeah. But I'm with you. And like, you know, even if you think about the Valley, it's like, there's no land. There's like it's nothing. Done. So
that's always be that, that's one actually, even that point right there is actually one of like the selling points of investing in California. The barrier to entry is so high because what you're building on is very limited.
Yeah.
Right. It's very different than, I mean, what do you think the hot areas are for syndicators right now? Georgia, Carolinas,
lots of land,
Alabama. It's everywhere. Like there's nothing that stops you from building. There's a premium for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to go compete in a difficult market. Not everybody can do it.
Yeah.
And so what we've seen is just it drives the price up.
Yeah.
You know, so we're able to hit a higher return.
Yeah.
But it's gnarly. I'm not going to tell you it's easy. Like, most people should not invest there. Like if you don't know what you're doing, don't do it.
Yeah.
You know,
why did you get into development instead of, you know, just resale?
Yeah, that's a good question. There's two parts of it. One, I didn't want to buy like what Grant does, like the institutional, like brand new class A product. At that time felt like the scale in which I'd have to do it was outside what I was capable of doing. I didn't feel confident that I could raise $70 million, you know,
it's a lot
in
of
3 months. I just didn't think I was there.
Yeah.
The other part is I wanted more than the market had to do, right? I didn't want to just sell an investment as access to the market. I wanted our company to be like, you know, a value add, even to our investors. And I didn't like the idea of buying apartments and then moving people out of them. I just didn't like that. And so I felt like it was better to find something that was not an apartment, mm-hmm. that was distressed, that no income coming in potentially, and scrape it and then put new things online. I just like that. I don't know. I like that idea better. And there is an element, even when I say the Grant thing, I don't know if this is an athlete thing, but and maybe I'll poise it as a question. When you're looking at an opportunity, do you like looking at something that not everybody else is doing? Like if you're looking at going, God, everyone can do this. Is that exciting for you? Are you trying to find something that does have a higher barrier to entry? Does that make sense?
Yep.
That was kind of me. Like I was like, dude, not everybody develops apartments in California. Like that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like maybe that'll be the specialty. Mm. And then now, you know, now what we do, it's I just want more. Like I don't want to buy something at a 4 cap.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather buy it and then build it to a 6.5, 7 cap.
Yeah.
So I catch my spread. So we hit our returns for investors. And then you have a brand new product, right? I'm not worrying about renovating it or keeping up with, you know, our maintenance the of the
is
thing.
Way less.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah, totally.
Explain to people how cap rate works for those who don't know.
Okay. So cap rate does two things. And this is actually another reason why I wanted to get into commercial for me, not single family. Single family residence is by and large based on comps, right? Mm-hmm. That's how you get your value. Commercial is based on ultimately income. How much income does your apartment generate? And they figure out that model through what's called a cap rate, capitalization rate. So two ways to look at it. One, if you're buying something at a 5 cap, what that means is if you bought that apartment with no debt, all cash, right? You can expect to make a 5% return every year, not including appreciation.
Yep.
Okay, so it's like a back of the napkin math. Oh, yeah, I'll make 5% return on that. What it also does is values the apartment, right? Your NOI divided by your cap rate gives you your value.
Yeah.
So it acts as a metric to give you the valuation of the project and gives you an expectation of cash flow.
Yeah.
You also use that when it comes to debt, right? Like if you're buying something at a 5 cap and your interest rate is a 3% interest rate, you have a 2% spread on that. You can pull that. When we were talking about earlier where interest rate is above the cap rate, your apartment doesn't even generate enough income to support the debt service.
Right.
You're negative cash flow day one. Right. Yes. And there's people doing that.
If you had 100% financing.
Right. 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 But you're even with that, like you can only go so far in my perspective to where one, a lender's going to even lend to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And two, it's like, at some point, you might as well just do the whole thing in cash. You yeah. know what I'm saying? Like, you don't get that much benefit by having
financing what,
40% debt on something.
Yeah.
It doesn't move the needle that much. The financial engineering starts happening when it starts getting a little bit higher.
Yeah. So just that was a great explanation. To give a numerical perspective of it, essentially, let's just say a building nets $1 million, right? That's what it, at the end of the day, bottom line, after all the rents, the expenses, everything, that's $1 million with no debt, right? Mm-hmm. And you're saying there's a 5 cap. Essentially, you would take $1 million, divide it by 0.05, and then that gives you your value, which in this case would be $20 million, mm-hmm. you know? So 5% of 20 million is $1 million.
And that's where it starts getting exciting, right? Yeah. Like when you start looking at, like, let's say you bought a 100 unit apartment, right? You have somebody that moves out. You're like, oh, I could do a little paint job, or I could add a little bit of value. And maybe your rents go up by 40, 50 bucks a month.
Yep.
That doesn't seem like it moves the needle. But when you start doing that at scale and what that added income does based on the cap rate, oh, you are stacking value in that thing. Like the equity or appreciation becomes pretty significant. So your ability to just take something and operate it well and add value feels as if it gives you more control to drive a higher return.
Yeah. Like even in that example, right? Let's say you do some work, like you said, you raise rents, you get vacancy lower. And all of a sudden the thing's netting $2 million now. Okay. If it nets $2 million and you're at that 5 cap, well, you just doubled the valuation. Right. So now it's $40 million valuation.
Right.
This is literally just all commercial is.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But like, you know, you have your challenges too. Like all the Midwest and the Southern syndicators right now, right? Mm-hmm. They're getting smoked.
Yep.
Right? Because they came in with a value add strategy that's not permanent financing. It's your bridge debt.
Yep.
Right? And then in that, cap rates changed.
Yep.
So your cap rate went up, which means your value is going away. And then rents, they had to bring down rents from what their expectation of what they were going to get was going to be. And then all of a sudden you have apartments not qualifying for their refi.
Yep.
That's a, you'll be careful with that one.